is in Cleveland, Ohio, live stream radio. Hello, Gail. You're on the air.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am reading a book called True Devotion to Mary,
yes.
Preparation for Total Consecration by St. Louis de Montfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very drawn to the Blessed Mother. I am a convert of 25 years to Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just having a little difficulty with some of the language that's used in this book, and I'm wondering if you could shed some light on where this practice fits in with our dogma or doctrine, one or the other, and what it seems to be saying that our Blessed Mother is our intercessor,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus is our mediator.
Okay.
So I'd like a little clarification if you could give me that.
Sure.
I would appreciate it.
This is an important question. We didn't get into how devotionalism and devotionalistic
right.
writing fits into
right.
doctrine and dogma.
Well, simply, Gail, the devotion would be precisely that, a personal devotion. It would not fall on any of the levels of church teaching, whether it be the first, second, or third level. It would be a private personal devotion that a Catholic could adopt within their own spirituality or not adopt. So that's a personal devotion, particularly that devotion of the consecration to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. Now, concerning Mary being our intercessor and Jesus being our mediator, the scriptural text that you want to keep in mind is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, where St. Paul does say that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. But that passage in no way takes away from Mary or you or me or Patrick being a mediator or an intercessor. And the reason is because as Christians, Gail, we are members of the mystical body of Christ through the sacrament of baptism, and we participate in that one unique mediation / intercession of Jesus Christ. So the only reason why you or I can pray for one another and our prayers bring about fruits and be effectual in one's life is precisely because we pray in Christ, through Christ, with Christ. And it is His one unique intercession that allows our intercession for one another to bear fruit. So it's a matter of both and. Jesus is our mediator, yes. Mary is also our intercessor, but it's not apart from Christ, it's in and through Christ. Just like when we intercede for one another here on earth, it's in and through Christ. But Mary intercedes in a very profound and unique way because she's of the highest of the created order. She's at the top. And as James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Mary is the holiest within the created order, therefore her prayers are going to avail the most effects, the most fruits. Does that help?
It does help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gail.
God bless you, Gail.